Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with African football. Teams across the continent are continuing their preparations for next month's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Egypt. In the opening match on June 21st, the seven-time African champion Pharaohs of Egypt will host the Warriors of Zimbabwe at Cairo International Stadium. The stadium will also be the venue for the Nations Cup final on July 19th. The Cranes of Uganda are also grouped with Egypt and Zimbabwe for the first round, along with the Leopards of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Uganda will go against the DRC in the first Nations Cup match for both teams on June 22nd, also at the Cairo International Stadium. Uganda's French head coach, Sebastien Desabre, says the Cranes will have a three-week training camp in Abu Dhabi before going to Egypt for the tournament. Coach Desabre says he'll use the camp to improve the fitness levels of his players. Magumi Davis Rakawinj tells us more from Kampala, Uganda.
Coach Desabre says it is important his team plays against top opposition teams during the Abu Dhabi training camp.
During this camp abroad in Abu Dhabi, we will play two friendly games. One friendly game is official against Ivory Coast the 15th June. And we are working on the second game, the 9th June. We have some possibilities.
So far, 19 players, mainly from domestic league, are training under Desabre in Kampala. Other star players, mainly those playing from abroad, will join the team a week or earlier before departing Abu Dhabi.
Our job is to have the team in the self-fitness level in the 22 June, because we will play three games in 10 days. During these 6 weeks, we will assess the player at this level. I am sure we need to manage, we need to adapt. Maybe one player is injured during the camp, or there's a friendly game. It's our job. It's why we take 26 players.
In the meantime, Desabre says the Cranes will play some friendly games with some select sides before traveling. Desabre's Uganda Cranes is in Group A with hosts Egypt, DR Congo, and Zimbabwe. Desabre, who has coached in different African countries, admits he and his players have a tough job ahead of them. But he says he knows a thing or two about his opponents.
We follow his team, we work step by step to start with Congo because it's the first game. It's good with his team. I know very well Congo also because I worked near the Congo and also Egypt, sure, because I worked in Egypt 1 year and some player in my team now is in national team in Egypt. And also Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a good team. It's a very good team with a good attack.
Desabre coached Egyptian Premier League club Ismaili Football Club before taking on the Uganda Cranes job. He has also coached or worked with other African top league clubs such as Wydad Casablanca of Morocco, JS Soula of Algeria, Rukativo do Libolo of Angola, and Esperance de Tunis in Tunisia. Desabre will be hoping that his vast experience on African soil propels the Uganda Cranes when they take on the mighty African footballing nations in June. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Magumi. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In more Nations Cup news, Nigeria's German coach, Gernot Rohr, has released a 25-player provisional list for the African football showpiece in Egypt. Three-time African champion Nigeria is in Group B at Egypt 2019, along with Guinea and Nations Cup debutants Burundi and Madagascar. To find out more about the player list, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the media officer of the Super Eagles of Nigeria, Toyin Ibitoye.
It's a good list. It represents the best players that we have at the moment. It's a very good mix of youth and experience. It's a good reflection of the level of commitment, the hunger, and the desire that we have in our team. And it's a reflection of the quality that we have at the moment. This, for me, represents the best that we can put together. In every case of this nature, it is difficult for everybody to agree on who should be in and who should be out perfectly. But I think on the average, a lot of people believe, and I also agree with them, that this represents the best that we can offer right now.
Super Eagles captain Mikel Obi is recalled in the list submitted by Coach Gennaro. Recall the last time he played for Nigeria was in the Russia 2018 World Cup against Argentina. What must have led to his recall to the national team?
Yeah, Mikel is the captain of the team. He's not been available for a while because of injuries, loss of form, and some issues. But all of those issues have been resolved now. Mikel is in a very good shape. He's been playing so well, earning rave reviews at Middlesbrough, where he is right now, playing 90 minutes week in, week out, and playing so well. So he's back. He's back in shape. He's back on top of his game. We will need his experience. We will need his quality in a tournament like this. And that's why we are happy that he's back. And we believe that he will add a lot to this team in terms of experience, in terms of how we play, and in terms of how we perform at the AFCON. So we are happy to have him back. He's the captain of the team, and we believe that Mikel will be a lucky captain for us so that we can go there. He's won the Nations Cup before. We believe he can lead this team to win it again for Nigeria.
Six players are on standby list. What will be their fate? What happens to them throughout the camping period?
Naturally, the players on standby are there in case there's an injury or withdrawal to any of those on the main list. So we don't pray that there will be injuries. We don't pray that there will be any tragedy affecting any of those people in the original list. We don't pray for loss of form. But the players on standby are there in case there's any withdrawal, and then they can come in to replace those who may have missed out to injuries or whatsoever reason.
Do you see the present Super Eagles team going places, doing very well in the 2019 AFCON tournament?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I believe this team is a good team. I believe this team is hungry. This team has a lot of quality. This team is committed, very disciplined side, with luck that usually you need to win a tournament. I believe that they can go all the way to doing what they did in 2013. Although we've missed two editions, 2015 and 2017, but I believe we can go back and do what we did in 2013, which is to become African champions again.
That's Toyin Ibitoye, the media officer of Nigeria's Nations Cup-bound Super Eagles of Nigeria. And Toyin spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's take a break for these VOA programming announcements.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafo. You're listening to Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Thursday night with Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals in the western U.S. city of Oakland, California. That's where the defending champion Golden State Warriors will host the Portland Trail Blazers. The Warriors cruise past the Blazers in Game 1 of the Best of 7 series on Tuesday night, winning 116-94. Two-time league most valuable player Stephen Curry fired in 36 points for the Warriors, including nine three-point baskets. Curry says he did not shoot well in Golden State's previous series against the Houston Rockets, so it was nice to see the ball go in, and Steph hopes to maintain his good shooting form. In playoff action Wednesday night, the Milwaukee Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter to beat the Toronto Raptors in Game 1 of the Best of 7 Eastern Conference Finals. The AP's Chuck Freeman reports from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Bucks were thoroughly outplayed through three quarters, weren't shooting the ball well, then turned it on late in the fourth quarter and blew by the Raptors 108-100. Brook Lopez, who struggled in early playoff games, came alive. He had a team-high 29 points.
Maybe it took a quarter or two, but I think our mind was in the right place. We were playing with a lot of energy, playing with toughness. Again, shots weren't going down, but you know, we were in a much better place from the get-go than we were game one against the Celtics.
Lopez had 13 fourth-quarter points. As the Bucks surged ahead for good in the final minutes, they overcame a two-point Raptor lead. The Raptors went scoreless for the final 3.5 minutes of the game. Kawhi Leonard had 31 for the Raptors. Kyle Lowry had 30.
Turnovers, missed shots. You know, we just didn't execute as sharply as we could have. You know, I got to go back and watch the film. I think we got a couple good shots and missed some shots, but we just didn't finish the game well. We just didn't play well just to finish the game.
Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Milwaukee star Giannis Antetokounmpo tallied 24 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 assists in Game 1. Giannis says the comeback in the fourth quarter showed Milwaukee's fighting spirit.
You can see how the team responded. I think the team did a great job just playing hard and responding the right way. I think we need games like this because not every game going to be a blowout. Not every game going to be easy. So, you know, we're going to go back tomorrow, watch the tape, try to get better. And I think this game definitely made us better.
Game 2 in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals will be Friday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In professional golf, the year's second major tournament, the PGA Championship, officially began Thursday morning at the Bethpage Black Course on Long Island in New York. Now, the PGA Championship used to be held in August, but it was moved to May, and now it gives the players a new April, May, June, July calendar of major tournaments. George McNeely reports from the Bethpage Black Course on Long Island.
It's a bit chilly, and those of us here at Bethpage Black are in long sleeves or sweaters or fleeces, but that's a small price to pay now that golf's global season is in alignment. Moving the PGA Championship to May puts it in the middle of the majors. Given the field each year, the PGA Tour makes a strong case for the players in March as the first major. But we're not going to debate that today. It's followed by the Masters a month later. Then this week's PGA, June's U.S. Open, and the Open Championship in July. And then make way for the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. PGA of America CEO Seth Waugh sizes it up this way.
The cadence is better for the players. We think it's better for the fans. And it's just, you know, the excitement's going to build. To follow, you know, the Masters every year is terrific. And we have media partners that will be able to kind of lead us right into that in a terrific way. Obviously, this year is even more so. We knew it was a great move. Now it looks genius with Tiger having created the conversation for the last, you know, month. What usually is anticipation for a week or two has been nonstop really since Augusta.
To hear PGA of America President Susie Whaley tell it, there was another very important consideration in moving what used to be golf's last major to spring.
We're always seeking out platforms to advocate and support the great work they do in growing the game, getting golf clubs in people's hands. And shifting to May was key for us at the PGA of America for our professionals, because about 85% of our PGA professional seasons begin in May.
Whaley considers herself a PGA professional first and foremost. And as the first female president of the membership organization, she now has the position to go with the passion and the know-how to help grow this game. From the PGA Championship in Bethpage, Long Island, I'm George McNeely.
Thanks, George. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia is in Rome, where he's seeking another clay court title ahead of the French Open. My VOA colleague Jim Stevenson reports Djokovic is coming off a trophy-winning performance in Spain.
Very pleased. I wasn't playing my best tennis after Australia, so I was looking to, you know, to regain the momentum this week. And I started off well. I didn't drop the set the entire tournament, so, you know, I'm very pleased. I've played some of my best tennis here.
World number one Novak Djokovic was on top at the Madrid Open tennis tournament. He topped Stefanos Tsitsipas 6-3, 6-4 after the Greek finalist eliminated perhaps the best clay court player ever, Rafael Nadal of Spain.
He's very talented. He beat Rafa yesterday, and they finished the match around midnight. And, you know, he had a very, very late night. I could see he wasn't as dynamic in the movements as he was last night, and that's probably due to a long match he's had. But he's had a, you know, terrific week, and it's a big win, obviously, for me today and in this tournament, and I'm really looking forward to continue the streak in Rome.
Tsitsipas finds the Madrid tournament unique.
It's different than other places, other cities that I've played. People are obviously more supporting more their compatriots, so that was very difficult.
Tsitsipas says he's a much different player from last year and in good position to continue challenging the world's top players.
And more experienced, more fit, and more experience actually plays a huge role in the way you're going to play. And more courageous, is that right? Is that a word? Courageous, yeah. More courageous Stefanos with more guts and mentally much tougher than I was the year before.
The rising Greek star says playing doubles is a big help for his game.
I love playing, you know. It may sometimes, it's nice to have some doubles on clay. People find it difficult, but I think it has helped me a lot also in my singles. My volleys have improved actually by playing doubles. I feel much more confident coming to the net. So there are these small things that doubles has provided to me.
Djokovic has now won three titles in Madrid, and he's celebrating his 33rd Masters 1000 championship, which ties him with Rafael Nadal for the most.
These are the best tournaments, biggest tournaments we have in our sport, in ATP, of course, alongside a Grand Slam. So this is as important and as good as it gets, you know, in terms of tournament size and organization.
Italian tennis fans have this week to watch their favorite players up close and in person in Rome. Fabio Fognini will undoubtedly be a local favorite, especially since he now has a Masters 1000 tournament win on his resume.
And winning a Masters 1000, something changed, because in 1 week I was playing really bad before Monte Carlo. But you know, now of course I want to do well here. I know in the same time that it's going to be really tough, because it's the tournament that only big tournament that we have in Italy. So I would try to just enjoy my tennis, that at the moment is another time really high level.
A welcome sight back on the course is Juan Martín Del Potro of Argentina, who returns from a knee injury.
Well, first of all, I'm happy to be playing tennis again after the knee injury. Now I need time to get better, to get back on my high level. And I think that needs time and get confidence with all my body to get in my best shape as soon as possible. But it's a good signal to be here in Rome.
Del Potro is happy he is playing in Rome as the clay season continues.
The atmosphere here is great. The Italian fans are are crazy to see the tennis players. All the courts are full of people watching matches, watching practicing, and I love to be playing in Rome.
Argentine tennis player Juan Martín Del Potro. And thanks to my VOA colleague Jim Stevenson for that report. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In more tennis news, Russian star Maria Sharapova has pulled out of the French Open because of her injured right shoulder. The 32-year-old Sharapova is a two-time French Open champion, lifting the trophy in Paris in 2012 and 2014. She announced her withdrawal on Instagram, writing, "Sometimes the right decisions aren't always the easiest ones." Sharapova says she has returned to practice and is slowly building the strength back in her shoulder. The former world number one and winner of five major titles hasn't competed anywhere since January, when she withdrew from a tournament in Russia after winning her opening match there. The 2019 French Open Tennis Tournament begins May 26th and goes through June 9th. The defending men's and women's singles champions are Rafael Nadal of Spain and Simona Halep of Romania. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music, and Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Finally, in African athletics, some of the continent's biggest stars will compete Saturday at the IAAF Diamond League Shanghai meet in China. The men's 5,000 meters race should be a cracker. It features Ethiopia's reigning world indoor champion, Yomif Kejelcha, as well as a rising young Ethiopian athlete, Seliman Barega, who clocked a sensational 12 minutes, 43.02 seconds in Brussels last year. Also in the 5,000-meter field is the Ugandan Joshua Cheptegei, who won this year's World Cross Country title. In addition, I know Joshua's Ugandan fans remember how he won gold medals at both 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters at last year's Commonwealth Games. And that wraps up the May 16th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Wojciech Zorniak. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, I'm Douglas Simpoga, host of VOA's Reporters Roundtable. Join us every Thursday as we discuss important African topics and events. I'll have a panel of African journalists and expert guests to discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. That's Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5-minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
This is Science in a Minute.
Scientists at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and Jet Propulsion Laboratory have found evidence that the moon is geologically more active than thought. The scientists found that a cooling interior is shrinking the moon, which in turn is causing tectonic activity that has been producing moonquakes between 2 and 5 on the Richter scale. Goddard scientists pinpointed moonquake locations by analyzing data gathered by seismometers placed on the lunar surface by Apollo astronauts 47 to 50 years ago. After examining images taken by NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, JPL scientists found signs of tectonic activity when they noticed curved hills and shallow trenches called wrinkle ridges within one of the vast basins on the moon called mares. The scientists figure the moon shrank by about 50 meters over the last several hundred million years. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscast covering Africa news. Tune in on the top of each hour 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.
This is VOA News. I'm